A national effort is underway to build so-called mini patients in a lab. Scientists plan to use them to test new drugs. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology, this is just the first step in eventually creating fully functioning organs for transplant.
Doctoral student Kyle McCracken reaches into a sterile incubator at Cincinnati Children's Hospital and pulls out a partially functioning stomach. He's grown it from human stem cells, and pediatrics professor Dr. Jim Wells takes a look.
So that's a pretty big one. That one's actually, about a quarter of an inch big? About 2 or 3 millimeters?
Yeah, that one's pretty huge.
And that's a pretty big one.
In scientific speak, that is huge. In the next 2 years, Children's is charged with developing human tissue chips of the stomach and intestine. In other words, fully functioning organs made from scratch on a micro scale.
You know, at this level, they are just round pieces of tissue. They're not meant to look like a long piece of intestine. That's why we're just calling them organoids.
Children's is part of this national project involving more than 17 partners to eventually produce a kind of mini patient. Program director at the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Daniel Togley, says researchers from all over the country are making different kinds of tissue chips that accurately model the structure and function of human organs, such as the lungs, liver, and heart.
So what we're talking about are essentially bioengineered micro devices. So they're essentially using some of the common technologies that are being used in the computing industry, for example, photolithography, where you would use etching and bioprinting principles, and then you have engineering principles in terms of channels and microfluidics. And then the biology comes in, and including the biosensors being built in.
Eventually, the organ chips can be connected, kind of like a plug and play, so companies can test the safety and efficacy of new drugs. How do scientists make these working organs? It's not a simple process. The first step is the stem cells, according to Dr. Wells.
So we're essentially trying to recapitulate embryonic development in a petri dish, specifically focusing on making pieces of intestine.
Wells says he's building on years and years of research of how organs are made in developing embryos. His lab has already shown that their small pieces of intestine have some function. They can absorb nutrients and secrete proteins. What they are missing is the squeezing function.
It's sort of like making a cake. We're building in an added layer to the cake. So the cake now has some of the basic intestinal structure. It has the inside part of the intestine, which does the absorption. It has some of the muscles of the intestine, which are important for the peristalsis, the movement. And what we're going to do is we're going to add into that. We're essentially sprinkling in the nervous system component during formation of these organoids.
Wells says his researchers are going to grow an early stage of these neurocells in a separate petri dish and then combine them with the intestinal tissue. He's hoping to coax them into forming the nervous system component of the gut. These neurons will eventually stimulate the muscles to contract. This may take 2 years. In years 3 through 5, Dr. Togley says he hopes to link up all the parts to create a fully functioning human system. Drug companies would then choose what systems to connect.
For example, if a drug we're testing is going to be orally bioavailable, that is taken through the mouth, and then so obviously you'd probably want to line up first as far as where your drug is going to come in through the stomach and the gastrointestinal tract, and then eventually end up going to the liver and the kidney and other organs. And so you would order them in that particular way. If a drug is intended to be delivered intramuscularly, then the first route where the drug is going to encounter would be some representation of the muscular system.
This begs the question, if the system works on a small scale, can it be ramped up to create entire organs for transplant? Dr. Wells.
Microorgan systems are going to be useful for drug screening and whatnot in a 2 to 5 year time frame. Growing a transplantable segment of the intestine, that's a longer term commitment. You know, like growing a heart or a liver in a in vitro setting is more long term. But I do think at the end of the day, these things are going to happen in more of a a decade-type time frame.
Other applications are already underway at Cincinnati Children's. Doctoral student McCracken, who you heard from at the beginning, is collaborating with another researcher to test the effect of disease on his stomach organoid. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.